Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or are calling from an agency or nursing facility on behalf of an applicant or applicants, press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, please press 3. If you are calling for beneficiary support services, please press 4. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email it to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. To complete the application online, go to compass.dhs.pa.gov. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert. We will contact you to start the other parts of your application. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Betty. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
I guess for assessment.
Who are you calling for yourself?
No, I guess my stepdad. They just told me to call for assessment. I didn't know if it was for me or for him. I didn't know.
Who's the applicant?
Lloyd Quick.
We need to obtain some personal information. Please note, we will not speak with anyone in regards to the application without the written or verbal permission. And what is the applicant's name?
Lloyd Quick.
His date of birth?
What is his date of birth?
4/17/52. And your name?
Leonard Boney.
The applicant's going to have to get on. He doesn't have you listed to speak on his behalf.
All right, hold on.
Yes. Good afternoon.
And verify your name and date of birth.
Lloyd Quick. Lloyd L. Quick. 4/17/52.
And verify your complete mailing address with the city's date is it?
Repeat that.
Verify your complete mailing address with the city state is it?
530 Elkins Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 19120.
And are you interested in receiving tax card? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
First floor apartment.
And what city state is it?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And zip code?
19120.
All right. And are you interested in receiving text or emails?
Yes.
And which one did you want to receive?
Text.
And the phone number to receive the text?
267-205-6016.
So I have 215-205-6016?
Yes.
All right. By providing your cell phone number and agreeing to the terms and conditions, you will agree to get text. Your information will not be used to sell products or be provided to any unauthorized third parties. To stop getting text, reply to the message stop. You understand that you can get messages at different times, and messaging data rates may apply. How can I help you today?
They told us we're supposed to call this number for assessment. I think she said assessment.
What are you calling for, the waiver program?
Well, okay.
It's when a home health aide comes into your home and assists you with your needs.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. That's it.
And what is your name, sir?
I'm Leonard Bonet.
And you, what are you to the applicant?
I'm a stepson. I was the one, I thought they were telling me to call for some type of assessment, but maybe I was wrong. Then I understand the assessment for help.
And Mr. Quick, you're giving us permission to speak with your stepson?
Yes, sir.
I'm a man, but it's okay. So today I can help you apply for the home and community-based waiver services. These services help individuals remain in their homes or in the community instead of receiving services in a nursing facility or other facilities. The Office of Long-Term Living offers two types of program, offering long-term supports and services based on access needs. If you're an elderly adult, have a physical disability, traumatic brain injury, you may be able to receive services in the home or in the community. These services could include, for example, help with bathing, dressing, meal preparation, light housekeeping, installation of emergency alert systems, and home modifications. A managed care organization or service coordinator selected by you will help find providers to manage the services. To qualify for these services, you must be eligible financially and meet all program guidelines. The LIFE program is a managed care benefit featuring a comprehensive and medical and social delivery system using an interdisciplinary team approach in a day health center, supplemented by home and referral services based on participants' needs. With either program you choose, we will schedule an initial visit with our enrollment case manager. At the initial visit, we come to your home and complete a financial application for Medicaid, review your medical history, and select a managed care organization, service coordinator, or life provider. Managed care organizations help coordinate physical health and long-term supports and services. They will manage and coordinate and direct your services from now on, as well as act as a personal caseworker. Managed care organizations will partner with service coordination agencies. Service coordination agencies will provide the one-on-one direct care and services recommended and approved by the managed care organization. Please keep in mind the exact services and hours you receive are determined by the managed care organization, life provider, or service coordination agency. After the enrollment is completed, services could include but are not limited to home health aides, nursing services, home modifications, day programs, and transportation services. The application process could take up to 90 days. Are you still interested in proceeding?
Yes.
You say yes?
Yes.
In your written and spoken language?
English.
English. And do you have a traumatic brain injury?
No.
And it looks like you have Keystone First as your Medicaid. Did you want to remain with that plan?
They said Keystone, that's a part.
Yeah.
No, I got Aetna.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, we just do the Medicaid side. So did you want to remain with Keystone First as your Medicaid?
You said you want to remain with Keystone First as your Medicaid.
Yes.
Yes.
And what county are you in?
Okay, Philadelphia.
And do you have a primary doctor's name to list?
Dr. Sasson.
Is it Hassan? Hassan?
Dr. Sasson. He said Sasson.
S-A-S-A.
S-A-S-A.
Is he located at 6501 O York Road?
Are you at, what's your address, where they at?
56.
Oh, your world?
Yes.
Yes, it's the right one, 55 Old Year Road.
All right, so we now need to schedule an intake visit, which we'll be scheduling for the Community Health Choice Waiver. Currently, we are doing in-home visits. We would like to schedule your visit within the next 7 days. If you have any upcoming appointments, we can work around that. anyone's going to attend a visit, please make sure you pick a date and time. They're going to be available to assist. Is there a day or time of the week that's going to work best for you?
No, whatever day you pick, other than Wednesday, any day you pick is fine with me.
And the address will be coming to us, 530 Elkins Avenue, Floor 1?
Yes, ma'am.
And we have a phone number listed up here of 267-205-6016.
Yes.
Does an interpreter need further services?
No.
All right. May I place you on a brief hold to see what dates and times we have available?
Yes.
All right. Give me a second.
You got to have two people come out with the chemistry. The first one is going to go between 1 and 3 with the second one, okay?
Okay.
I do get some differences. We already said, the bottom line is, whatever it takes for you to get to that point, if it's 2 months, it takes you. The bottom line is, you have all of it, and then you get to that point. Right now, we don't give it out, so it's not like we need it. It's just that one hour. The best part about it is we're just in the same
place.
So what are you doing? I'm going to go and think about it. It's not a full of ideas, man. It's not a like, for example, let's say you find somebody that can take care of you better than nothing, you can do anything you want. But I don't think it's like that. Yeah, I know you got to say, shame me, nigga. I got you. No, you already on the day. So, you know, it's not hard for me, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you for holding. We're just looking for a date and time that's going to work best. Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
All right.
Something that you can suck on that can be perfect for you. You ain't got no damn pie, and you ain't even gonna see. But, from now to having it, and she said, you know, for the one pie, it's like 3 pies. And you're like, you know, I'm serious. Drive with a wheelchair, right? You put a wheelchair in the car. You go drive to the drive. You're going to walk.
Thank you for calling. So what about Monday, the 23rd of March, between the hours of 2:30 and 4:30? Would that work for you?
Yes, ma'am. That'll work for me. Let me just write that down.
I'll give you all the information when I get back on the line.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
What we do, we get to a wheelchair. Walk a little bit, push a little bit. Get up, walk a little bit, push a little bit. And then
And so we know we'll be walking more than we're pushing. You take me to the gym, put on a little bicycle. I think you're going to be wondering if you got that bicycle because it's not fitting on the bicycle. The bicycle is right here. You know, nobody's going to see you in America. Take some headphones on the ground. So then I got this. And now I came up with the idea that I can't keep saying that. But I'm trying to do it. I think it's going to be controversial. I think it's going to be a more difficult. Every man needs to be needed. If I'm needed, I don't got something like this. So if you can object to them, you have to be doing it differently as well. So you got to get a little bit of a look at it for you.
All right, thank you so much for holding. So here are some requirements to prepare for the in-home visit. Attendees must be limited to or kept to a minimum. Our enrollment case manager will arrive between the hours of 2:30 and 4:30. To serve our greatest number of people, we do not provide a specific time for the appointment, but a window of time. Give me 1 second. We will arrive in the block of time we have scheduled. I'd like to confirm our enrollment case manager. His name is Deshaun Solomon.
Okay.
We'll arrive at the address of 530 Elkins Avenue, Floor 1, between the hours of 2:30 and 4:30. The appointment will take approximately 1 to 1.5 hours. You will receive a reminder prior to your appointment from our outbound dialer to confirm you will be home and available at the scheduled time. The enrollment case manager will also let you know of any information they need. For verification purposes, when the enrollment case manager arrives, please make sure you have some form of identification, such as a driver's license ID, social security number, any medical information you have, doctor's name, address, and fax number. We will not speak with anyone in regards to the application without the written or verbal permission. If there is anyone you would like to add as an authorized rep, please have their name, address, and phone number available. You may be able to receive assistance with navigating the enrollment process. Please reach out to the TA line, and their number is 1-800-753-8827 to inquire. Thank you for your patience in completing the referral process and scheduling your intake visit. To expedite the processing of the waiver application to avoid any delays, remember the following. If you have not completed a medical assistance application for the home and community-based services, please do so immediately by contacting the county assistance office or by completing the application via Compass. The enrollment case manager will assist you with completing a Compass application for the long-term services during your visit. You should gather any potential financial information or other documents you think is relevant for the county assistance office financial review, so these could be submitted with your application. You may also complete a paper application on your own. It is vital to have copies of supporting financial documents needed to verify any income, assets, to avoid any delays in the application process. Examples of relevant financial documents are bank statements, pension plan statements, including 401k and 403b plans, burial contracts, life insurance policies, especially those with a cash value. We will fax a physician certification form to your doctor. Your doctor is expected to return the form directly to us. For the case to be processed, the physician certification must be filled out by a doctor of your choice, which is a MD, DO, or OS. Please be aware that the doctor may also use the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker website, and that website is www. www.paieb.com to fill out the physician certification electronically. It is very important that this form be completed in full and returned to us as soon as possible. Please work with your physician to ensure the accuracy and completion of the document. The functional eligibility determination is needed as well. This assessment is completed by the local area on aging. They will contact you to schedule an in-home visit to complete the process. Now, once the physician certification and functional eligibility determination are received, your application will be reviewed for medical eligibility. If you are medically eligible, your case will be sent to the County Assistance Office to determine the financial eligibility. The County Assistance Office may require you to provide additional documentation. Please provide any information they request quickly so that the enrollment process is not delayed. At any point during this process, if you are found medically ineligible to receive services, you will receive paperwork in the mail with the right to appeal. If you need help with the appeal, you can simply contact us, the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Our phone number is 1-877-550-4227. We are here to provide any additional beneficiary support when needed and can answer any questions about the appeals process. If you are over 60 years of age, you may also contact the county assistance, the local area on aging to inquire about additional services. I'd like to thank you for speaking with me today. If you have any questions about your application, reach out to our call center. And the number again is 1-877-550-4227. And check the status on our website, www.paieb.com. Both will ask you for a Harmony ID number. It is referred to as a case number. And your case number is 343-604.
Hold on. The case number is 343.
604.
Thank you.
You can also create an account on the same website, and from there, you can upload any financial or other documents needed for the case. We also support applicants with any complaints or grievances they have. And do you have any questions?
Just one question. You got one appointment on 13th. This right here is for next Monday because today's Monday. It's next Monday, right?
Yeah, the 23rd.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Would you like to participate in the survey?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You were definitely the bomb.
All right. I'd like to thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, and I hope you both enjoy the rest of your day as well.
You too, ma'am.
All right.
What is the name of the program that you are currently enrolled in? Press 1 for Community Health Choices. Press 2 for Life. Press 3 for OBRA. Press 4 for Act 150. Press 5 for Not Currently Enrolled in a Program. What is the name of the program?